You're listening to a Chicks Talking Footy podcast on Joy 94.9. We're chicks and we love talking footy. Very special guest on the line with me right now on Chicks Talking Footy. We've got Gabby Pound. She's a forward for the Carlton AFLW team and has been playing ever since that first inaugural game at Icon Park in February 2017. Welcome to Chicks Talking Footy, Gabby.
Heyo, thanks for having me.
It must be nice after the weekend to get your first win on the board after coming so close against Adelaide the week before. How's the feeling in the team at the moment? You've got some momentum behind you?
Yeah, some good vibes going at the moment. I think there's a build-up from the first two rounds, so it was great to get that reward for effort.
Yeah, absolutely. I saw the video of the girls jumping up and down in the change room, so there seemed to be some excitement going on.
Yeah, I think it's been over a year, I think, since Carlton has won a game, coincidentally against GWS. So, yeah, we were pretty pumped about it.
So you must be their Achilles heel.
Yeah, I think so.
And
they're not happy about it.
Yeah, they're probably not happy about it. Now, Bree Davey, having her back this year after her doing her knee last year, must be good to have her back on the park as well.
Oh, fantastic! I think not only her skill set, but also her leadership on the field also just brings such a big difference to our team. It's great to have her.
Yeah, she seems like such a great leader and does a lot of great work off the field as well. So we're a big fan of Bree Davey on our show.
We all are.
Yeah, I bet you are. Now, there's been a lot of talk this week about the conferences. So, obviously Conference B not being quite as strong as Conference A at the moment. Does that get discussed a lot at the club, or do you just wash all of that off and just keep playing footy? What's the feeling there?
I don't know. I guess it depends which team you are, which conference you are, but I think it probably benefits Conference B. So we haven't really discussed it much, but I think we could really play it into our hands.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that all evolves over the next few weeks. I think Conference A are playing each other a bit more and Conference B are playing each other a bit more, so it might balance that conference out a little bit. So you personally, you're a bit of a veteran in AFLW circles. You've been playing since that very first game at Icon Park that we will all always remember. What's your focus personally for the season?
That makes me feel a bit old. Yes.
No, I think you're only about 24, aren't you?
yeah, I'm 24. It's been such a fantastic experience and loving every minute of it. And just, yeah, keep working on improving my game. There's always something to improve or be better at. It's, AFLW, the comp itself just keeps getting better and better, so you need to keep up with that.
Yeah, that's right. The skill level this year has just, you could see, it's just gone to a whole new level. It's been so enjoyable to watch this season as well, just as that started to happen more and more. Even we've noticed the scoring has gone up something like 12% or something this year. So,
probably Carlton, I think.
Yeah, well, that's right. And I know your team's got about half a new lot of girls too. Is that right?
I'd say just over a third, I think, new girls.
So I think a lot of teams would have that this year with the league expanding and players going to other teams and that kind of thing. How's the dynamic with that work out at the clubs?
It's pretty good. Like, we've got some new young talent coming through and development players, which I'm sure they're going to be great in the next few years. And we've got a couple of good, we've snagged a few good rookies as well. Chloe Dutton, she's been playing pretty well on the wing. Being pretty new to football, I think she's picking it up really fast.
And we've all been enjoying watching Maddie Prespakis this season as well. We've had her eye on her since draft day, because we were down at the draft day and everyone said, keep your eye on that girl. So
she is on fire.
Yeah, and seems to really enjoy her footy.
Yeah, that's it. And she's really thriving at Carlton, I think. Good, just supporting her and supporting teammates, and she's doing a great job.
Excellent. And this year's the first year that you've had Harvey, Daniel Harford, as your new coach. What's some insight into him? Is he doing well?
Yeah, he's doing very well. He's a pretty balanced dude. He loves a chat, loves a laugh, and he's also got just great footy knowledge, and you just bounce things off him, and yeah, he's great bringing the vibes, the positive vibes into the group, you know, just getting us to believe in ourselves, really, because we've got a good list. It's just, yeah, we just have to believe that we're good and, you know, play that.
Yeah, absolutely. We had him on our show actually a week or two after he was appointed, and he seems like a really good guy. And of course, you've got Andy Maher running for you this year. He'd be a bit of a character on the field, wouldn't he?
Oh yeah, he's a cracker. he's fantastic. Long time Carlton fan too, so I think he's absolutely loving it. His family is just so beautiful. I absolutely love them.
Yeah, we love the races. They're all good people. And I know it's so good just to see high-profile people like him that are passionate about footy getting right behind women's footy as well and supporting it. So good on him for getting out there and doing that. I bet you it's keeping him fit as well.
Yeah, he's been doing all our pre-season running with us, so he's trying to keep up.
Trying to keep up with the young girls. Now, one thing we're excited about this year is the Chicks Talking Footy team are broadcasting at the AFLW Pride game at Witten Oval between Carlton and the Western Bulldogs. It's the second time, obviously, the Pride game's been played in the AFLW. So we're very excited about that. You're playing, I imagine, that day as well, and that's March 17. So apparently the club's releasing a Guernsey. Can you give us a little secret into when that's going to come out?
Oh, to be honest, I have no idea.
But keep our eye on that.
Great. So it's going to look good when it comes out, though. I think we had a comp a little while ago calling graphic designers to design it.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah. I can't wait till it comes out. I'm not sure myself.
Yeah, well, they must be keeping it tight-lipped then. And I know last year Darcy Vesio designed your Pride Guernsey. So, yeah, looking forward to seeing what comes out of this year, and hopefully you discover a whole new graphic designer for the club.
Yeah, maybe. No, I'm pumped about it. It's going to look pretty cool and colourful, I assume.
Yes, exactly. So get down to that game too. We're going to be pumping that game on our show a lot over the next couple of weeks. But coming up in the next round, round five, or is it round four? Round four, we've got Geelong. You've got Geelong this week down at the Cattery. What does Carlton need to bring to beat the Cats down there?
I think our brand of football we've been trying to play is just an open, fast game. So I think if we just open them up through that, pressure at the source, I think just work hard at that, and I think it'll all flow from there.
Yeah, well, I've certainly hoped for a good game down there as well. It's I think the Geelong Pride are also doing a guard of honour, so big.
Oh, great.
Yeah, big game down there. So, look, thanks so much for the chat today, Gabby, and good luck against the Cats. I'm a Hawks supporter, so I like watching the Cats lose. So, and good luck with your season. I'm enjoying watching the Blues play.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, Gabby. Footy, footy.